Okay, it's been started.
It's been started. Okay, as chairman of the board, hi, Steve Cameron, call the meeting to order and welcome you. It's nice to see each of you. I only see you people when we have a meeting, and that's every, what, 3 months or something? Every quarter? So, let's go to number two, and we'll read and review the minutes of the board meeting. Michelle, do you have those?
Yep. Okay, so this is April 9th at 6:30. Held here, welcome by Steve, called the meeting to order. Joy read January 8th, 2025 minutes. Lauren motioned to accept them, Brad seconded, passed by aye. Board approved new clerk, Michelle Davis. Lauren motioned to accept, Brad seconded, passed by aye. Joy will help train Michelle through the end of the year. Board approved new treasurer, Lynn Ruff. Lauren motioned to accept, Brad seconded, passed by aye. Marianne will help as needed for the next year. Lynn reviewed the 2025 quarter one expenses. Lynn discussed each item, reviewing the checks issued. Lauren asked about checks 2140 to 2142. They were checks made out to Provo River to pay for last year's billings, but we can't pay it until January for Provo's books. Safety deposit box contains a backup of files at the bank and original documents. Lauren motioned to approve the expenditures. Brad seconded the motion, passed by aye. Lynn reviewed the financial report. He reviewed all expenses. Lauren motioned to approve it with a date change. Brad seconded, approved by aye. Lynn went over the fraud risk assessment. We have very low risk of fraud. This is only completed once a year. Lauren approved the assessment. Brad seconded it, passed by aye. Steve and Brad are up for election this year. Steve had his paperwork. Brad will send it in. Everyone completed their annual training and sent in their certificate. Our next meeting will be July 9th, 2025 at 6:30 here. Brad motioned to adjourn the meeting. Lauren seconded, passed by aye, dismissed at 7. Then those in attendance were Steve Cameron, Brad Christensen, Lauren Plager, Marianne Barney by phone, Lynn Ruff, Michelle Davis, Chris Trusty, and Joy Ruff.
Thank you. Brad or Lauren, any questions about that?
Nope, I motion we approve the minutes.
It's been moved that we approve the minutes. Do I hear a second?
Second.
It's moved and seconded that we approve the minutes. Those in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, it's passed. And thank you, Michelle, for that. Number three, review expenditures. Mary Ann, I guess you're going to do that tonight?
Yep, filling in.
Okay.
Really quick, Michelle, you need to fix the bottom of the agenda so it's your name instead of Joyce. Moving forward. Okay, so quarter two expenses. We have the paychecks. Joy and Michelle are both being paid while training's being done. And then Lynn's being paid for the treasurer. IRS and the Utah tax or the payroll taxes. And then the three phone bills. May was hit twice because April hit late. So those are the expenditures. Easy peasy. So I need to approve those.
Okay, I move to approve the expenditures.
Okay, it's been moved those in favor, Dan?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. It's been moved and seconded and approved. Thank you. And number four, second quarter financial report.
Okay.
I guess Marianne's doing that too.
Yep. I'll get Lynn to change that because it said today budget versus actual as of 6/30/25 on that report. We're looking at these gray columns. It looks like interest is a little lower than we budgeted for it to be. Wages and salaries are about even when you do the wages plus the taxes. The audit we just barely finished the audit like 2 weeks ago, so the bill should come in quarter three. And then they had to buy some more, I think, envelopes. Isn't that what you guys bought? Envelopes or stamps?
Yeah, or office supplies? Yesterday?
No, last quarter.
I don't know.
No, that's the... Sorry.
I bought paper clips.
That's the cell phone. It's the... Those three cell phone bills added up. And so that's it. So we're under budget, but it's mostly the audit, the expense that we'll hit in quarter three. So that's it. So you just need to approve that.
Any questions before we do, Brad or Lauren?
Nope.
Okay. And I hear a motion
to approve.
Okay. Second. It's been moved and seconded that we approve them. And all in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. It's done then. Okay. Review auditor's report. I have read that. I guess we all have. But Mary Ann, do you want to kind of explain it a little bit?
Yeah, so we're supposed to go over this during one of our meetings. The auditor suggested going over it not during our last meeting, so it's not so long. So we're doing it now. This is the new auditor since Greg retired.
Gilbert and Stewart?
Yep, he's the one that Greg suggested we use.
And he is where? American Fork?
Yeah, pretty sure they're in American Fork. Yeah, American Fork on Center Street.
Yeah, they are.
So, in accordance with Utah Code, we had performed the procedures enumerated below, which were agreed by the Highland Conservation District and the Office of the State Auditor, related to the district's financial survey, accounting records, and compliance with applicable state laws. District's management is, I'm skipping because it's really long. The district's management is responsible for its financial survey, accounting records, and compliance with the applicable state laws, rules, and requirements. The sufficiency of these procedures is solely the responsibility of the parties specified in this report. So it's essentially saying because they don't do a full audit because our income is lower, it's a smaller audit, and it's our responsibility that we're following the laws. We didn't have any findings. The financial survey, there was no exceptions. Revenues, no exceptions. Disbursements.
I didn't see an exception all the way
through. No exceptions. General, the accounting records, there was no exceptions. So we're following what we should be. They checked us submitting stuff to the state auditor, our meeting minutes. They asked if we had any fraud that we knew of. None of those came back.
Did anybody say yes?
I would assume probably not. We got all our trainings done. We did the fraud risk assessment. And then at the end, they say we were not engaged to or did not conduct an examination or review, the objectives of which would be the expression of an opinion or conclusion, respectively, on the Highland Conservation District's financial survey, accounting records, or compliance with applicable state laws, rules, and requirements. Accordingly, we do not express such an opinion or conclusion. Had we performed additional procedures, other matters might have come to our attention that would have been reported to you. In accordance with the governing auditing standards, we are required to report significant deficiencies, material weaknesses, instances of fraud, non-compliance with provision of laws, regulations, current contracts, or grant agreements, or abuse that come to our attention during our agreed-upon procedures that warrant the attention of those charged with governance. Our agreed-upon procedures disclose the following matters that warrant the attention of the Highland Conservation District officials, and then he says no findings were noted. So, that's it. So, we've already submitted this to the state auditor. I'm assuming you need to approve them, that you agree with it. Wow, it's raining outside. Good. Get a little bit of moisture.
It rained earlier today, but I think it's...
evaporated already.
In 95
degrees.
It
just looks like it's raining out the front door and not out the back.
That's probably true. They're missing it.
I move we approve the auditor's report.
Okay. Brad?
Second.
It's been moved and approved and seconded that we accept the auditor's report. Those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Good enough. We're down to 7. I know of no other operational items.
Well, 6. Your next meeting's in October. October 15th.
Oh, that's correct. Thank you.
And that's when you'll do the tentative budget. So, supposedly, Lynn and Michelle will go to the Provo meeting that's happening in October, try and get some numbers from Provo so that you can get a better budget.
Is that something I have to go to?
No.
Okay. Wonderful.
Wait, when is the meeting in Provo?
I don't know. I wrote it down. We'll have to look at our notes.
Well, that'll be in Pleasant.
I think it's the second week in October. That's why
It's
moved.
In Pleasant Grove.
That's why we moved this meeting to the 15th.
Oh, right.
So it'll be after their budget concerns.
Well, that's a crapshoot because we never know what they're doing, and quite a bit of the year they don't know what they're doing either.
The good thing is I talked to, I can't remember his name now, and he was very understanding and hopefully a little bit more helpful when we get to that point, so.
On 7, any other issues that we need to talk about?
No, we'll see how many people scream and cry when we send out the bills in September with the bill that's twice as high.
And no water.
Wait, yeah. Why is it twice as high?
Oh, you weren't here. Well, we had to double the fee because Provo River doubled their fee.
Oh, that's fun. Okay, I couldn't remember.
And if bills go out, that needs to be noted, that we aren't doing that. Provo River
didn't. Didn't we send a letter last time?
We sent a letter to all of the users by the mail in January telling them.
I remember that.
And we'll probably put a reminder with the bill so we don't get screaming.
Yeah, I...
But it's going to happen no matter.
Well, there are quite a few water users on this bench that don't get any water, and I've talked to a couple of them and they just say, well, it's just an investment.
Yep.
We own water, it's worth such and such, and it's an investment. Just
we
like
had a few people move in San Pete, and they've started restricting water for irrigation, and they're saying you can only water it twice a week, your lawns. And they're like, we pay for water. We have a right to water. If we don't have water, we should be paying a smaller bill. And I'm like, you are paying the bill to have the right to use the water when it's there. I don't know where you got this understanding that just because you pay it, you have it for water. But it's not how water works.
Well, I was a little disturbed with Highland City because they took money out of irrigation water and put it somewhere else. Mm. A month ago, and I figured that if they could take money out of that to pay something else, instead of doing that, they should have lowered our bill.
Yeah.
And they didn't. Mm. The bills are going to be just as high, and the money that was there is now in another budget, general fund or whatever.
It's going to be higher because they got Provo River too.
Yep. They should have used that to offset the Provo River bill.
Have they said yet what they're going to do with the meters?
They're going to.
This year they're just measuring.
Well.
But at some point they're going to change the fees based on the meters, aren't they?
Well, they've sent a schedule out that is so much water for a lot and a half an acre and an acre, and I don't know if it goes above an acre or not. I can't remember. Well, it's calculated so
And I have to look
that you are entitled to this much water for this much acreage. And meters are running but have no consequence this water year. Next water year they will charge us
if we go over.
You know, if we go over. If we go over the.
Well, I have to go back and look, but I think that when I built my house, it was 3 acre feet is what you had to turn in.
That's correct.
Mm.
If you add up Highland City's meter allotment, it's short of 3 acre feet.
Yeah.
By a good measure. Mm. I mean, for all intent and purpose, 3 acre feet is just about 1 million gallons. And they're allotting you 700 some odd.
Hmm.
Well, and then you can see my filter over there on the on that cupboard, mm-hmm. that little blue thing. When we put our system in, I put a 3 foot filter in. It was that big around, 3 feet long. Never had any trouble with it. And I could backwash it to clean it. And they come along and put that one in for me, and I have to clean it out a minimum of once every week. Every Saturday we have to take it out and clean it. And it is really, really fine. I mean, it just doesn't, in a week it's plugged up. So I'm, and you know, it's probably my own fault. I should never let them get away with that, but now we're in the process of taking that meter, or taking that filter system out and putting the one I had back in. Mm. So anyway, I guess you didn't need to know that, but.
No, we lived in Payson and never once cleaned, and we lived there for like 13 years, never once cleaned the filter on our PI system. And here, it's like mm-hmm. at least twice a year.
Oh yeah, for sure.
At least. So, the water's just dirtier up here, I guess.
Well,
where it's coming from.
I bought that filter, I bought a couple of extras, so I can just take one out, put another one in and go, and then clean that one during the week or whatever. But where I bought that, at the plumbing store over here, in, is it Pleasant Grove on the highway?
DJ's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They say that in Pleasant Grove, they have to change the filter with each line.
Oh.
Because their water is that dirty. If they have a filter like that. So every time it changes, you know, like from front to back or side to whatever, they have to get in and clean that filter out, or else put another one in because it's all plugged up.
Wow.
All right. Blah, 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 blah. Any other thing that you want to express tonight before we close? Mary Ann, that was really nice of you to come all the way. Have you got to go clear home tonight?
Yeah, we're going to the temple before we go home.
Oh.
Manti's closed.
Oh, again?
Do it while we're up here.
And Michelle, you're living over the other side of the hill, so it's no little easy thing for you to come. I appreciate it.
My dad was asking me about these, and my mom's like, I've got to go to the meeting. I'm like, do you want me to go? She's like, yes! Okay.
Well, seeing that there's no other business, may I accept a motion to close?
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we close our meeting. And again, I thank all of you for coming. And we are now closed. And you can shut the